Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were talking about the first round matchup against the Magic. Can JB earn your trust in this series?
Boy, I think it's going to be really difficult for him to do that.
Why is that?
Because I'm already like 1 foot in the parking lot with the guy.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny you say that. I think, and this is where it is unfair, and I will admit that it is tough to be in JB's shoes. I think the same thing can be said about Donovan. There's not a lot to be gained for beating the Orlando Magic.
Correct.
And
well, I mean, you win a playoff series.
Well, what I mean is, when it comes to the questions about JB, you're going up against a rookie head coach, who, by the way, found out are apparently best friends, JB Bickerstaff and Jamal Mosley. They've agreed they're not going to talk during the series.
They're best friends?
Best friends.
Oh, I
looked for like overlap in their career. I did not see it. So very interesting, just best friends. I like it. But you're going up against a rookie head coach. You're going up against a lesser team. It feels like for both of those guys, for everybody else, like Darius to this point is not a big enough name that you're going to hear KP call him out, even if he has a bad series. Evan Mobley, maybe you're going to hear guys like Zach Lowe or guys like Bill Simmons. We had high hopes for those guys. Maybe you hear them call out Evan Mobley. Jared Allen, nobody's going to call him out, right? Unless he does something incredibly stupid, which I don't see why any of them would. Like, it's Donovan and it's JB. Those are the two guys with the most to lose in this. And unfortunately, there's just not as much to gain. And I think that's what's really interesting. Like, listen, I'm going to give JB proper credit if he beats the Magic. Because I certainly am sitting here wondering if he's going to be able to do that. So that would be my... To other people who are out like you, 1 foot in the parking lot on JB, you don't have to say the guy is definitively the greatest coach of all time. You don't have to say the guy is... should even be the coach if they lose in the second round. But if JB wins, like, this is one of those things where we do have to give him proper credit if we feel like he's one of the reasons that they won. And that sounds like I'm now trying to like set it up so even if they win, I can like slag JB. That's not it. But like, I do think you need signs in this series, even beyond winning. I need proof that JB learned his lesson. This is the third year as a head coach in the playoffs. For me, and this is for me as a fan as much as it is a media member, I need to see that JB can rise to the challenge. And then here's the thing. You're not going to be able to get around whoever you play in the second round. What I mean by that is, maybe with Joe Mazzulla. There's a lot of people who don't think Joe's a very good coach. But if you face off against most of the coaches that you could in the East, if you beat them, like this is like a, hey, you won a playoff series and you hadn't done that previously. I think JB's only won one playoff game. Yeah, because he got swept in Houston, and last year they won the one play-in game, or the one playoff game, and they lost the play-in tournament. So this feels like a huge moment for him. And I listen, I know we say this about the Browns all the time. I do not want to have to do the coaching search thing. Like, that is maddening to me. For me to get there and say I'm done with this guy is huge. I feel a little bit better because it looks like Mike Budenholzer is not going to get the Nets job.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. I don't know why he's not the Nets guy. I do like Jordy Fernandez, though. Former Cavs coach, by the way, Cavs assistant. But I think this is... I need to see that JB is ready for this. And if he gets out-coached, even if you win, if I feel like he gets out-coached, I don't... I mean, because here's the thing. If I'm noticing it, if most Cavs fans are noticing it, dude, you know the players notice it.
Here's the other thing, too. I think for the first time, there'll be real pressure on JB in this series if they lose or they don't perform well, because honestly, you're going to have all these people with eyeballs on it, and they're going to see what we're seeing and what we've seen for the last year and a half, 2 years.
216-474-0092. What can JB Bickerstaff do? If you are like me, like Dustin, if your faith has waned in him, or if you are kind of made up your mind on him and don't think he's the right coach for the Cavs moving forward, what can he do in these playoffs to basically get you back on board with JB? Heath on Twitter saying, they win this and are competitive against Boston, he'll earn my trust back. I think that's where it starts. Like, if you win this series, and I'll tell you, guys, there is one way he can really get you going in this series. It's if he wins in like 4 or 5 games. Because that is, if...
What about a sweep? You would go nuts, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd still probably say, okay, now I want to see it against a real coach. Mm-hmm. Or not a real coach, that's not fair to Jamal. I want to see it against a coach that I know to be a good playoff coach, or that has had playoff success. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Like, okay, Doc Rivers, pretty skeptical about Doc. But Doc still is. JB beating Doc would be something of note. No matter what you think about Doc, the man's coached in a bajillion playoff series. It would make sense that that's the kind of thing that changes your view on it.
Right.
I think just beating Boston would go a long way for people, or being competitive, like Heath said. I think being competitive against Boston would go a long way to me saying, you know what? Still don't know Joe Mazzulla is that good of a coach. But that's a tough run. That's a 64-win team. You hang in 6-7 games against Boston, or, hey, you push Boston to the limit across 7 games, I'll have to completely walk back everything I said about JB. But that's the starting point.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't know that. I'm a little fait accompli with JB. Like, this is where I have the utmost respect for Donovan. I think Donovan is going into this series with two hands tied behind his back. I think he is. I think he's hamstrung by a coach that is. This is not the coach's forte, which is, you know, actually coaching X's and O's, inbounds plays, out of timeout plays, rotations. You know, all the in-game coaching stuff. I think that's beyond JB. So, like, think about how high of a bar that I just set, though. Just to start talking about, I feel better, I think he is the guy, just to begin to have those thoughts, it probably makes sense you got to beat Orlando decisively, and then you got to hang with Boston. And honestly, I don't know what is more improbable right now. Because you did have regular season success against against Boston. I don't know what's more improbable. Making quick work of Orlando, not beating Orlando, making quick work of them, or just hanging with Boston in general?
I think hanging with Boston is the bigger part, because if you get there and you hang with them, you've already beaten the Magic, and then you show that you can compete with the best team in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That would say a lot. If you do that, I think there's a chance he comes back.
How do you feel if the Cavs, how would you feel about JB if the Cavs, let's say, because we said the sweep thing. Because I had said I'd feel a lot better. I don't know, I'd feel good enough to say he should stay definitively. Like, so this goes back to the original premise. JB's totally coaching for his job in this series. But just winning the series doesn't and shouldn't solidify his future without question.
No, I mean, this the future's not totally solidified in the next 10 days, mm-hmm. 2 weeks. There will be some nuance to it. And again, I think you're going to have to see how things play out. It's not just, you know, one of these. There's gray areas here. It's not just white and black.
I had kind of already said my part of this. What can JB do for you to change your opinion of him, or at least start to change your opinion?
I think there are going to be moments in the series where the Cavs, just like last night, by the way, if you watch that that Lakers game, there's going to be some situations where there are going to be 38 seconds left in the game like there was last night. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers had the ball up two, and the Pelicans needed to get a stop, and they couldn't get it, and the Lakers executed, and they made their free throws down the stretch. I'm just saying, the point is there's going to be crucial moments where can the Cavaliers draw up the right inbounds play? Are they smart with their time and timeouts? Because these series, I mean, the spreads are going to be tight on these games. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even see the line for game one. What's it, like 7 or 6?
4.5.
Even closer than I thought. Yeah. So you got to expect this game is probably going to come down to the final couple of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the final couple minutes matters. I also just want to see how quickly. So this is, the rotation things aren't just about does he play guys, does he not play them? It is how quickly does he go through his rotations? Because I think last year he was always 60 seconds behind Tom Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where to see him be the guy that, all right, that lineup isn't working. The next chance we're going to flip out. Or, hey, we haven't tried this lineup out yet, but here's what they're doing and here's where we're going to put this lineup in. Like, you find, like, one of the biggest things last year is, well, he has too many things to go to now. He has the opposite problem. But then you have the problem of keeping all those guys ready and engaged. But, like, there's going to be a moment where it makes sense to put Sam Merrill in. There's going to be a moment where it might make sense to go to a backup big that is either Dean Wade, Marcus Morris, or Tristan Thompson. And you better, like, better get the right one. Like, that's part of it, is not just doing it quickly. That's step one. Step two is, all right, you got 11 guys you can play. What lineups are you comfortable with, and what are you willing to try out there if something gets dire and you need to be creative? Guardians going for win number 4 in a row and trying to put themselves in a position tomorrow for a day game to get a sweep of the Bo Sox. You excited, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm the baseball guy.
You are the baseball guy. And I got to be honest with you, man. Like, I'm enjoying the ride now. I'm not playing the World Series route just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like what I've seen from the team. Like, for everybody saying, like, I think, you know, offensively they're going to regress, I think there's a decent chance that happens. I also would be surprised if the starting rotation didn't find its groove at some point. Like, one, Gavin Williams should be back at some point. And then I think Bybee and Allen are better than they pitched early in the season. So I'm ready. Like, Cookie's giving you some good innings. All of a sudden, that tweet from a couple weeks ago that got hell from people because they didn't want to buy into Cookie, all of a sudden that's looking rough. I'm ready. I'm ready for a good summer here.
I hope so, man. You know, I've been sort of, I don't know if I'm a party pooper, but.
Oh, you're definitely a party pooper.
I wouldn't say that, but I certainly don't think this is. Oh, I didn't think coming into the year that this is going to be some great Guardians team, but they're surprising right now. And the thing that's interesting is they're smoking the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, the offense is really been a strength. And in the past with these teams, you've had to have the great starting pitching, the great bullpen, and then of course. You're just trying to find a way to manufacture runs
mm-hmm.
with small ball at times, and that hasn't been the case with this club. I mean, you've got guys raking right now. I mean, dude, Stephen Kwan is like, I mean, he had a great game last night, of course, but between him and some of these other young players, you know, Naylor and obviously Hosey's a baller. I mean, I think his team could be, I don't say special, but I think they could make the playoffs.
You know what's interesting about it is everyone's doubting this because some of the peripheral stats, they're actually not completely power devoid. Like, they're actually like middle of the road power, which honestly, if you're a good contact team, if you're the 15th or 16th best power hitting team in baseball, that's enough. So, like, it's funny you talking about smoking the ball. Like, Floreal's got two home runs. I think Arias has two home runs. Like, a lot of the guys who have not necessarily hit for contact have given you power. And the guys, even some of the guys who have hit for contact have also given you a little bit of power. Like, I think you're slow playing this a little bit, by the way.
How so?
Well, you and I talked before the show, and you kind of said you weren't buying the Guardians start, and now we get on air, and I'm all, you know, positive Pete over here. And I
still say there's a lot of time to go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think that's a...
That's a what?
You either believe in the team or you don't.
How can I believe in a team 17 games in? Well, that was picked preseason to, you know, win 80 games.
I think you either buy in a barn. Now, listen, you're fair to say there's more time to go, but I think that's a generic statement that has killed the fun. Not saying you saying it, but I hear too many people say the generality of, there's not enough games. Like, we can look at this in real time, and we can wonder how real it is, but, like, I mean, here's the thing. They have more fight in 17 games than they did pretty much all of last year.
That's also fair.
And I think the bullpen is actually, and I know it's funny because last night you had, what was a 5-1 lead going into the sixth? And then,
yeah, I believe.
And then all of a sudden it turned into a game you had to win in extras. But, like, the bullpen has kind of saved your bacon early in the season. So, like, I'm sorry. I'm right there. I'm really, I think this team, again, they're on a 111 win pace. I don't know if that's going to happen. But here's, for all the things, you know, they've won 9 of their first 11 games on the road. That to me is the sign of a good team. And if you're doing it with those last second wins, like, this team's starting to look a lot like, forget about if the offense is good or because the offense is better now than it was at this point in the season. Mm-hmm. The starting rotation's what carried you in 2022. But the way they're winning is that same way. Offensively, which is timely hitting and you know, all, doing all those small ball stuff with just about 25%, about 20% more power. I'm ready, man.
I can tell you're ready. You were ready after the first couple of games.
I need to get on my level here. All right, this has a chance to be our flipping the switch.
Let's get some warm weather and let's go to the park.
I mean, I don't even need warm weather. I'm one of those goobers who will show up when it's 40 degrees outside.
Dude, can I tell you something, man?
You may.
As I'm getting older, this sounds like get off my lawn. Bro, I'm getting colder and colder. I can't go out in the cold.
Like 40 degrees cold?
Like I get, yeah.
What do you mean you can't go out?
Oh, I mean, can go out. I just, I, Like my bones chill.
Become like more miserable.
Like I feel it deep in my bones.
Deep in there?
In the marrow.
Yeah. You almost said the meat of my bones, didn't you?
You liked it. I didn't say that.
I
wasn't
said
thinking it.
I could feel it.
Why'd you do that?
Because I could feel it. It was coming. You liked it.
Well, Nick.
Also, me too.
I don't know where I'm going. I'm just telling you how cold I get. Because you were like, let's go to the park when it's 40.
So here's the thing. I actually agree with you, but it's when it's wicked cold.
When I went to my daughter's track meet a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was probably like mid-40s, brutal, and it was like sleeting
mm-hmm.
and windy.
I was going to say, is it really the cold or is it just the wind? Because I think you could deal with the cold. I think when
it's all the above, dude.
When you add the wind in, that makes it worse.
To me, it's the bitter cold. That's
well, we haven't really had bitter cold like had like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Bro, bitter cold to me is like in the 40s.
I'll take anything below 30 is too much for me now. Like 5 years, and this might be the Charlotte thing, living in Charlotte for 4 years. 5 years ago, I could go play in the snow with my kids and not be miserable. There's no way now. There's no way.
Dude, it could be like 55 degrees, and I'm turning my heated seats on in the car. I'm like just like freezing.
I feel this sounds like a medical condition.
No, I think it's just called, an ex-football player getting a little old, maybe a little arthritis. I'm just getting a little colder.
You're like 41.
I know, but I've had a lot of aches and pains, and my body's beat up, man.
So that makes you get colder?
I think so.
Actually, aches and pains are absolutely made worse by
the injuries. I get that they hurt more when it gets cold out and stuff.
Well, that's sort of the point I'm trying to make here, Keith.
No, you just said you were cold. You didn't say like your body aches.
I added context to it. Okay, how about that,
Keith? Your retort.
I'm getting soft here.
All right. There's no way.
I mean,
you have no body fat. There's no way in hell you actually do well.
I get cold. I'm not saying I don't get cold, but like, come on. You used to put the picture up of playing in the blizzard.
You think that I didn't run to the sidelines and put a coat on and stand by the heater after that picture?
Say I loved it.
I mean, I was trying to be a tough ass.
You're tough ass to me.
No. Fake tough guy here.
So when can I get you on the Guardians? When can I get you to stop doing that? Because you're not doing it now on air, and that's fine. You don't want people to give you crap. I love you. You're a sweet boy. You want people to be nice to you. When can I, off air, get you to like be excited about this team? If you say 60 degrees, I will fight you. I will elbow you just like I did that guy at Dulles.
Memorial Day.
We do the foxometer.
The foxometer?
Yeah, for the Guardians, where he's at.
So what level... How do we
kind of like you guys used to do the Michigan thing?
The Michigan panic meter?
Yeah.
So like, okay. In that case, the full, so gray is the least level panicked.
Was it Michigan or was it something else we did?
We don't need to be a panic about this. We're not panicking about the, just where he's at on the zero is not buying in at all and 10's buying in all.
All right. Where are you today?
10's bought in 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a four.
I'm not buying it. I think you're closer to a two.
Well, the question was posed to me, Nick, not you.
I'm just saying I want you to be honest with this. This bit is about honesty.
Okay.
And I feel like you're pulling your punches because you're afraid of social media.
This is Dr. Phil.
I'm far from afraid of social media.
I mean, the man.
I don't even look at it.
The man mocked
Dustin's
me in
giving
the pre-show.
An answer, and you're like, I don't really believe you. Here's what I think you're really thinking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to bring out the honesty in Dustin.
He doesn't want to listen to what I'm saying, and so he's trying to change my thoughts by...
I heard you say four. I just think you're more at a two.
But you want me to be at a seven.
A Cleveland two.
I need you to be at a seven.
What number are you at?
I'm at like a six, bro.
I thought you'd be higher than a six.
You're speaking like you're like a 9.5, Nick.
Oh, bleep it. I'm an 8. That's where I'm at. I'll say that. You're right. I was trying to do the sports talk thing of, I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's just too soon. It's only 17 games. I'm in an 8.
You're a Cleveland 6.
I'm like a Cleveland 4, buddy. But.
With the Guardians?
With anything.
Especially when you get the feet hanging out.
I'll be honest. People love those feet. People love those
feet. How often do you clip your toenails?
Not often enough.
Sometimes.
I got some Kylan Boom's toenail clippers you can borrow.
216-474.
I still have it in my bag.
0092. I am an 8 on the Dustin Fox
you said you
Guardians
were 6.
Meter. I changed it because that's how, but I reflected
jumped
on my
two
feeling.
Notches?
Two notches. Dustin is a 4, but it's more like a 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.